It's the season finale of Real Housewives of Potomac, and finally, the shit just gets entertaining. Now they're going to end it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's over now. Move over. It's my turn now.
I feel like Mariah Carey.
You seen that when she blew them?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac season finale, season 2. I'm joined in studio by Richie Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to be back.
Yeah, we had a little week off.
A little week off there.
For no reason. Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. Let's talk about it. Let's hop right on into it. So it started right where it left off. Karen versus Ashley calling her an idiot. You know, I'll leave it to the people who bestowed it on me. Not some idiot mongrel running around. She's like, girl, get your life together before you want to call me an idiot.
See, I would have respected Ashley more had she not backtracked later and apologized. Because it was like, you're apologizing for an invite that to an obligatory event. Like, you gotta be there. Come on now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have apologized.
But I did love how Ashley kept being like, so I'm gonna be on the email chain, right?
I'm gonna get the email.
Karen out here looking from underneath her curled mop head rug. Like, I don't know if we will or not. Giselle was hilarious in that moment, too, because she was egging the whole thing. Well, Karen, what about the sisterhood? Sisterhood, Karen?
Karen, that was so mean.
You know, I just expected my girlfriends to support me more in this move. Well, you lying to them, girl. Like, they confused.
She does always talk down to them as though she's sitting on a throne somewhere.
Well, she's sitting on a
tw- high up above her boobies,
yeah, over in
Great Falls, which is far from Potomac.
Right. Even we got Robin even over here talking about this far girl. She says she's not inviting everyone to her 20th anniversary party, but the party theme is what I hate people is exotic.
See,
the cultural appropriation in this episode.
So me and one of my friends are watching that, and he was like, is that cultural appropriation? I was like, I feel like, I don't know.
100% is this culture. First of all, girl, like, you're talking about exotic, and you're like, yeah, like, Indian, and, you know, African, and we'll just blend them together.
No, she,
like,
then
okay,
she said,
I understand you with
said,
the dashiki.
It's inclusive.
And Monique surely didn't help.
Now, would it have been better had she said Bollywood?
Yeah, because that's one theme. But even still, not really.
But here's the thing, though. Like, there
because
been,
it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you really celebrating the country, the culture, or are you really, like, just trying to dress up in a turban and call yourself Aladdin? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, and if you caught that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's what we, I felt like we just experienced from Michael showing up, like, and then saying to, what's his name? Monique's husband. He was like, well, you can go inside the house and check around. He's like, I'm a black man. I ain't trying to get in trouble. You white. You can get, he said, well, tonight I'm dressed like this, so I'm just like you. Sir, what do you be saying to Ashley? That's what I want to know. He's like, I can't, I'm not even going
to,
because that's really bad.
I was about to say something. I was about to say something. I'm not going to say it. Yeah. I want to know what the people out there think. Do y'all think that was cultural appropriation?
And then Monique won with
Danita,
the...
Danita, no.
What did she say?
She said, cancel the franchise, please. No.
No, I actually
girl,
am
no.
here for it. And actually, this was their best episode.
Exactly. I'm like, they just getting warmed up.
How do you watch the live stream? Girl, you here. We here.
Right how here. Do you expect to have... her to have a real party where she ain't got no house.
She had a house.
Well, I mean,
that was
she's
a...
renting. I mean, and you know, she's just like us.
I've been to some nice Airbnb parties.
Bloop.
With no furniture inside. Bloop. I see them on Love and Hip Hop all the time.
Okay.
And Wags. What's it called? So this exotic party with Monique and her cultural appropriation of talking about Indian, you're gonna show up with a headdress. Oh.
I feel like somebody said, or maybe it was in her Instagram or something somewhere that she said that she was like a percentage Native American.
Who said that?
I think she said that.
She probably did, and I probably said the same exact thing. But most Native Americans, when they see someone else of color claiming, and especially when they claim that Cherokee, the Native usually look over and be like, nah, son. Someone lied to you. Someone lied to you. Right. So the party theme's exotic, and what's the costumes like? Details are forthcoming.
These details for this party were just as sketchy as her house buying, renting, like, the whole process has been sketchy. Now, you're having a sketchy party. When does it end, Karen? Like, be definitive with your...
For real. Like, it just smelt like desperation. Sorry, boo. But, I mean, that house was everything. 1,400 square feet, 9 bedrooms. Wish we could have seen them.
My thing is, why y'all need 9 bedrooms as 2 of y'all?
I mean, that always confuses. That's why I know, like...
Maybe, you know what? You said Airbnb. That's what they're doing with those other 8 rooms.
They live sharing? Karen has live sharing.
I got it. They're making a profit. That's how he became the Black Bill Gates.
I did hear that there is a Black Airbnb.
Come on now.
Version of it. Okay. So she's talking to Ray about the exoticness and how she wants the costumes to be exotic countries. Exotic countries are sexy to Karen. And she was like, let's do Indian. And she said Bollywood and then said belly dancers, which not really Indian, but that's fine. And then Ray said, well, I want to wear my dashiki.
See,
which I think Ray was the only person wearing any sort of African... At all.
I feel like he was trying to take it back. Like you might be going down a path, Karen, that we don't necessarily...
Of appropriation that we...
Right,
so
I think that's why he said, why not African? You know, something a little bit more familiar. You know what I'm saying?
And she's like, it's a little dusty. Speaking of dusty, Robin and Juan had a conversation...
Shade.
...about Robin's therapist conversation... And how she had to go on a date with somebody. And...
I'm going to come back to this comment.
Does it have to do with Karen?
Black Bill Gates. Anyway, go back. No, somebody said, I still think he's Peter Thomas in a suit.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jay, for that one. I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's everything. all right. I just have this love-hate relationship. I want to smack the shit out of Juan because I want them to work. She loves you. She wants you. She will do anything for you. And you love her too, but you're being a fucking fuckboy right now. Get out of your feelings. Get out of your feelings and treat this woman the way she needs to fucking be treated. Like, for what? Like,
are both extremely attractive.
Yeah. 100%. Like, Robin was banging this whole episode. Like, in that green Bollywood.
Oh, my God. Like, she looked...
I actually probably best dressed.
Amazing. And he, like, when they were sitting there having this awkward-ass discussion, I'm like, y'all are both so attractive. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And Juan, you too fine, but that's why you act like that, because you know you fine, and these bitches be out here like, I'll suck your dick.
Throwing it
and
at them.
Like, yep, all right.
I felt like he did not want to have that discussion on camera.
I think he never wants to discuss it on camera.
That's why I feel like he always seems so aloof, is because he don't, like, really want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm. And
I feel like
she did something too.
They push her to go down that road. That's why she said, I don't want to do this shit.
And also, on the reunion, he says there's two sides to every story.
Well, I'm ready to hear that.
Me too, because this reunion looked like it about to be lit. So at the end of all of this, where he looked like he was so not into the conversation, he said, let's try for 6 months to work on our relationship. Cool. I'm here for it.
I'm not, because it's been about 6 months since they finished, and it looks like they're still together.
Right. Speaking of people who aren't together, Giselle and Kevin...
She pulled something I would have done. Let me make you think it was your idea for us to break up or not talk, because I really don't want to be the one to say it.
But here's my thing. Giselle, walk away. Why are you on a date with this man that you know you don't want to be on a date with?
Because producers tell her she got to wrap this up.
I feel like this is something she would do with the cameras there or not. Why has this situationship with Kevin been dragged out for years? Because it's always been this kind of like, we kind of like each other, kind of not. And it always blows my mind when you're in that situation, when you're like, you know, I don't want to ruin the friendship. Well, eventually the friendship gonna get ruined because this isn't a real friendship.
This is what I think. You know how, like, y'all know what I'm talking about too. You know how you talking to somebody and they cute, they look good on paper, they got everything, you know, that you need. They'll take you out, you know, you can go out with them and it's safe. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, in the back of your mind, that there's also this other person over here that makes you feel like this spark, you know what I'm saying? This thing, but they just not really ready, or they just not good for you. You know what I'm saying?
And then that's who you choose.
Okay, that's who you end up choosing. And then you end up heartbroken in the long run.
Three kids, divorce.
And then, hold on, and this is the cycle.
Kevin,
then you
back.
Call up Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, boo, how you doing? You want to go get some food? That's what happens. I feel like that's why they've been doing this little song and dance.
And that's
years.
Why you single, Giselle.
Bloop. Although, well, we'll tell you later.
Well, no, I don't even believe it. And also, I would love to know Kevin's financial situation.
He seems like he's...
I think he seems like he's got a nice...
You think if he was more popping in the finances, she would be interested in him?
Like, Giselle, why are you dating a basketball... Like, what?
If he's a basketball player, he probably got some money.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's probably the only reason she's dating the basketball player. Because, like, you sitting here, like, you want a man that's going to look like you have a family. So you're going to go date a basketball player? Do you want to be on Basketball Wives? Like, I'm just confused. Like, are you trying to...
Oh, no, Giselle. You don't want to be on that show.
But, I mean, I think she might. Because I'm just like... basketball players, not from to Jackie say Christie. Every basketball player cheats. But I'm just saying they don't have the best...
But I don't even know if...
And she's too old to be out here lusting over
dick. I don't feel like she really wants a real, like, long-term relationship right now.
Mm-hmm. But that's something she has to admit to herself because she hasn't.
Right.
We saw Monique's new house with Charisse, Ashley, and Karen.
Which is so ironic that Karen was there.
And for her to be like, oh, it's so funny, Ray and I actually looked in this area, but you couldn't afford it.
You might have looked at it when you was driving by.
Right. On your way to Great Falls. Charisse, I meant to bring Sage in today so we could start the show off with Sage. Charisse would be the friend that has Sage. That would totally be me in there. In, out with the bad, in with the new. And then they called her the Duchess of Potomac.
Boom.
Sorry.
Bye, Karen.
But let's talk about this fucking party. Ray comes on his dashiki. Karen is turnt on.
Clearly.
Which I'm like, even when she showed him the picture, he's like, "What you ain't? Are you wearing anything under there?" She's fully clothed, fully. There was no skin. There's nothing to see. Which I didn't need to, but I'm just saying there was nothing to see. Like what?
I don't.
Oh, what God. Was that, Richie? Like I'm just, like... their relationship, and then their son, her son, just horrified in the back leg.
You know, I love them together, right? But I don't need to see them, right? Okay, she is. I don't need to see her and Ray in any intimate way.
Richie.
It's just...
When they made O.
Oh my God. Like, I was like this.
My friend texted me and she said, "Can you please record yourself watching the episode? Because at the end, I know your face is going to do something." And literally, me and my roommate are watching it. And as soon as it... And I was like, I'm not going to fucking record. I don't know when this is going to happen. When Karen grabbed his face the second time and did whatever she did with that bottom
and
lip.
And ate it.
I don't know what that was. It looked like one of those like fish on the side of a tank that like... And did what she did to Ray's bottom lip. Like, I don't know what my neck did. It was just like on like...
I was shocked, you know, because the first kiss seemed so, like...
Honest, genuine, like...
Right.
20 years.
And then, out of nowhere, she just takes his face and she sucks it off. And I was like, oh my God.
Like my chair's sinking.
But then I thought to myself, well, maybe that's why they stayed together for so long.
Yeah, that's how she got that coin. Bloop. She's like, honey, this is what I do to his dangling, not just his face. Oh my god, that was so intense. Even Karen's other friend, who apparently is her like real friend, didn't know.
The girl in the background, her face. I gotta make a meme of that.
I gotta also say DC casting must have been popping to have invited all these people over to
Great Fall. Because no one knew who they were.
And everybody just seemed really confused. Like, when you have a party and you're not and you're hosting it, like, and you don't come out before your and your guests are all out there enjoying themselves, mm-hmm. you serve them food and liquor. Like, you have that out there available. So that by the time you come out, they're not complaining. Yeah,
exactly. We don't even live in mansions, yet we do that ourselves.
Sure do. Oh, my game nights, I have a real cute layout for my spread.
No, the moment you step in, you have to take a shot. That's how you start the party.
Okay. But y'all was a drive-by.
Wait! She can suck the skin off a grape.
I don't like the vision of Karen just like...
I tell you, y'all tickling me tonight. Elder
you
abuse.
You know who Karen reminds me of? Karen with that one wig tonight, she reminded me of the Empress from The Emperor's New Groove. Remember her? all right.
Oh, God.
Monique shows up with her Native American headpiece.
And she walked in that party like she was serving it. Like, she was totally right for this.
Your Twitter must have been interesting the other night. And then Michael, what the fuck? Michael and his little rap.
I would have preferred Michael and his rap versus whatever Monique's husband showed up in. That jogging suit? Really? You just came in a jogging suit. Well, your wife is dressed as a Native American fairness, and you're in a jogging suit.
I like, don't want to see him in no leather tarp or nothing around his dangling ass.
I want to see, like, just come in with something. Like you put some effort into it.
Be a bear. She the Native and you the bear. Like, I'm just like, because, yeah, he put no effort.
However, I love them as a couple.
Yeah, they're fun. Michael, then these Bollywood dancers come out, and then all of a sudden, the Congo drums come out, and I'm just like, is this Candy's wedding or something? Like, what's happening?
You know how, okay, so let me say something, and I gotta, like, I'm gonna get on the production of this. Sometimes on some shows, you can tell that something should look extra spectacular, but it still doesn't look extra spectacular. So, typically on television, I feel like they can make something look fabulous. Like, I feel like people, when they watch us, they think we are in a huge room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we in a shack.
But the way they have it set up, it looks fabulous, right? So I feel like when I'm watching it, I'm waiting to be hit with some type of...
Spoiler alert! Spoiler
alert! Because okay. We tell people we in a shack.
No, but I'm saying I'm waiting to see something like fabulous, but it doesn't look that way at all on television. No. And so I can only imagine what it looked like when they're actually there.
Like a carnival piece.
Exactly.
Together.
Like, yeah.
And like I said, the spread of the house looked like a cute situation, but it looked like the ending scene of The Great Gatsby where they were like, "I am cut."
I just feel like if you have a house like that, I mean, you better call Rent-A-Center or somebody and have them furnish that thing. Like I need it to look like Lisa Vanderpump's house. Try. If you're going to call yourself the grand dame of anything, you need to, I need to see glitz and glam.
There needs to be a tour of this house that's such, that you want us to support so much.
Exactly.
All right. Then that's where Monique said that basically Karen's renting the home for 24 months. Leasing it, really, because...
Now, who told us this bit of information? Because it was good.
Monique said it to Ashley.
Okay.
And then that's when Michael was like, is this a front or something?
This was the best explanation to me, what she said, of what they were doing.
So, they're renting for 24
months.
Because I didn't get
it before.
I'm
not a real estate person, so...
Yeah. It's like leasing a car. So, it's like, you get it for 2 years. If you like it and you want to live there, then the money that you've been paying goes towards it. If not, then you just paid rent.
Right.
And then you can move to Potomac or wherever you think you are. Which again still can leave it in that world of maybe they just didn't find the right piece of land for them in Potomac or something, or I don't know what the case could be, but there's some fishy shit. We ain't gonna find out.
I'm not here for that process. What I am is not here for the shroud of secrecy that surrounded it.
And it's only because you're saying the black Bill Gates.
Right. I mean, she's proclaiming to be the Grand Dame, but at the end of the day, she's like being really secretive about a move that should be easy, as Monique says.
Mm-hmm. $4.5 million easy. Karen's dancing all up on Ray. Poor Raven. Poor Raven's boyfriend, who's just sitting there quiet. And then Raven plays this message from Karen's mom, Georgia, which was cute. And then Karen did the ugly cry.
I have another production note. I felt like I was cheated in this moment because I thought, I know a preview can give you lots of feelings how something is going to happen. So the way they made it seem in the previews was that this was going to be maybe a big reveal, and that is why Karen is in tears. Not so much.
That's what I thought.
I felt disappointed.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it was touching. I wish they hadn't done it in the previews, though. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't. But we that's didn't why they it. Did it, because they want us to think, like, ooh, Robin Dunn cussed her out at her own party.
Right, y'all tried it.
Ashley Dunn brought her bank receipts.
Because I feel like she might.
Ashley, you would get sued if you do some shit like that. Honey, I don't think Mama Grand Dame plays like that. And then we get... it kind of ended right there. So then we get, you know, the little tidbits, pieces. So we find out Ashley and Michael's still kind of rocky.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant's doing horrible still. And they're still selling emu.
They need a rebranding. And fast.
Yeah. And it's funny because I forget who I hung out with the other day. And she was like, yeah, I actually go to Oz all the time. But she just goes to drink. Like, she doesn't eat the food there.
I think it would be fascinating if next season, like, they forced, like,
Chef Ramsay to come on the show and be like...
Yeah, like...
this place is fucking horrible.
Like, Charisse and Ashley to work together on rebranding the restaurant. So...
Charisse.
Because she's an event planner or something like that, isn't she? Maybe. She needs something to do anyway.
Yeah, she does.
I enjoyed her this season, actually. I watched her, I really enjoyed her. And... fun fact, her birthday is the same day as mine.
Really?
Yep. I discovered that on Instagram.
That's why you guys are always smiling. speaking of Charisse, she still has had no communication with Eddie, but the divorce papers still haven't come through either, which is interesting.
That's an interesting situation. Why? I wonder if that's because I think sometimes people have been married for so long that it's just easier to not get divorced. It's like, why? Like, we could just do our own things and... that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work. So I wonder if that's why. If you ain't communicating, but no divorce papers have arrived and she isn't sending any divorce papers, it's kind of like, I mean, everybody just keeps the status quo. She could build another champagne room.
Yeah. And which she is, because she's renovating her whole house, apparently.
Boop. She got that coin.
Robin and Juan are dating and making more time for each other. And she quit therapy.
Do we believe that?
I don't think you should have quit therapy. I'm here for you working it out with Juan, but I feel like you need someone on your side, on your team, to kind of make sure.
Yeah, I think she does need somebody to help make sure Robin
and not
is okay.
Giselle, because I also thought it was interesting. And I always go through this.
Juan delivered something.
When Juan said,
"Time shade," I know.
Look
what you're talking about.
At Giselle and Charisse, what are their relationships like? And it's so true, because it just be like, it's always someone who's single giving you some advice about a relationship. You know? And it's like, I know that a lot of the times their advice comes from, you know, mistakes that they've made in the past, and, you know, they don't want you to have to go through the mistakes.
Now, actually, though, sometimes that's the best advice.
Yeah, no, 100%.
When somebody can give hindsight. However, he does have a point.
I don't
too.
Know if Giselle and Charisse are the best too, only based off how long they sat through in the situations.
Yeah.
Especially Charisse. And right now Charisse really ain't in the best mental.
It would be nice to try to probably get that type of advice from Karen.
Yeah, because she...
you know, because she's been in a relationship for that long, and I feel like you don't go through that many years of a relationship without having...
suck on the bottom of someone's lip like that.
Well, maybe that's why they stole. I mean, I think it's something to that. I do. Well, I'm just saying, I feel like she might be a better person to like give relationship advice to somebody who's been in a longer situation. You know what I'm saying?
And she always come with a gift, so you know that bitch is a giver. Bloop. Giselle dating a basketball player that she met at the gym. Like, that just sounds horrible. And her mom approves. All right. And then we get Monique, who on her fifth wedding anniversary went to Dubai and Thailand, but still has not moved into Potomac. Well, right. On that
well, I thought I read that she said that she had, they finally furnished the place.
Oh, now? Yeah. I mean, this was filmed whenever because they already did the reunion. Yeah. So I think we'll find out more at the reunion. And on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. This reunion looks good. I'm here for it. It gives me, like, the original reunions, like Karen versus Ashley. I mean, it's just they're all going to lay it out. Daggers. Bring something to the fight, ladies.
This is the Karen that I love to see. Claws out fighting.
And speaking of claws, I'm reviewing it right after this show, so yes. Claws out fighting. We get Giselle versus Charisse, and then the sex parties that Charisse apparently might have had while Eddie was away.
I want to hear about that. And I want to hear about whoever Blue Eyes is that apparently Karen got hidden in the closet.
But see, I don't see Karen actually stepping. I think, like, Karen cheating is like the pool boy. And she's like, you should wear those shorts again.
Like, yeah, I can't see that
either.
You know
those are my favorite.
I mean, she actually looks happy in her marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say this? I kind of...
Don't repeat what that last person said. You think that's what you're going to say? You miss Katie?
Let me tell you why. Katie added an extra dose of, like, Kenya Moore to me.
I guess, like, Katie and Ashley together this season would have been...
They would have been, like, on fire.
It almost would have been a little too much.
It might have been too much. But I just feel like Katie was a controversial character.
She was.
And she didn't mind going at it. You know what I'm saying? Now, storyline-wise, I don't know what she would have done. But, you know, I think she could have brought it.
All right. Well, I'm here for it.
I do think they need a seventh person, though.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think they're going to drag this reunion out too many episodes, and the drama will be few and far between.
I feel like it's probably only going to be two episodes.
Yeah, it is. I think it's only two. I wish it was one. Like, maybe give us an hour and 15 minutes and cut it off.
Well, give me 2 hours if it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
If like, I need some real...
But I don't know.
Well, even Atlanta could have been two episodes.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Four episodes. That was too much.
It could have been an episode, two episodes, and a bonus.
Yeah, and then instead they did four and a bonus. I can't. I'm done. And we're done. Leave a comment down below. Let us know what you guys thought of the episode. We're going to be back next week. Tiffany will be back. I think we're going to get Grant back. So we'll rip into the reunion for y'all.
Reunion time.
You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
And DJ Richie Sky.
Boom. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV across all social media platforms. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Booyah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.